The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Welcome back to the Small Biz Ahead podcast. Gene, you were just telling me about a sign you saw this week that enraged you.
Well, it wasn't even a sign that I saw, Elizabeth. There was this viral thing that's been going on this week online, and it is it's a coffee shop in New York. I forget what city. It was Virginia. It's Roanoke, Virginia is okay. Where this coffee shop was. And somebody from the coffee shop, an employee, put a sign outside of the store. And this is what it said, right? It said, in quotation marks, I'll have a cup of coffee, $5. Underneath it, it said, please, can I have a cup, cup of coffee, $3. And then underneath that, it said, hello, I would like to have a cup of coffee, please, $1.75. Right? Like, inferring that, like, if you're polite, you'll get the cup of coffee for $1.75. Right? Now, by the way, the employee and the owner said they put it out as a joke. Okay? I don't think it's funny. No. I'm not laughing. I think it's like stupid. I think it's like if I hear one more, we talked about this before, when I walk into any small business that has the sign, like, you can have anything you want as long as you ask for it on Tuesday, we love our customers. When they're making fun of customers or lecturing me or patronizing me, I mean, my first thought is like, well, to heck with you, I'll go to Starbucks then. What I mean? I need to get at. And by the way, you don't see that kind of nonsense at a Starbucks or a Marriott or even a McDonald's. Can you imagine the corporate executives at companies that are, really devoted to servicing their customers, putting up signs that make fun of their customers?
No, they would fire an employee.
They would fire an employee that did. That's exactly
and
right.
It's just because if I saw that sign, I would think I don't want to go in there because I'm going to be judged.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm judging. Right, exactly.
So I would either say, okay, I'm going to find another coffee place, or I would go in with my head down and just not feel very comfortable because I'd be thinking, they're judging me. They're looking for me to be rude.
Yeah.
Which, as we were just saying, if you go into any coffee shop, 99% of the people are very polite.
People are generally nice. I mean, okay, maybe some people say please more than others, whatever. I get it. I'm sure these guys have got some jerk customers that come in. Of course, I've got jerk customers that come. I have 2% of the people don't pay me, or, vendors don't deliver on time, or employees don't.
Well, that's not even being rude. That's just not doing your job.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is when you're running a business. But you don't sit there for the other 98% of your customers and then, patronize them. It's just, what it is, it's very small. It is showing just how small a small business you are when you behave in that way, because your big box competitors, the guy out there that have, making billions, they would never behave this way. It's just proof that you're always going to be a small business if that's the way that you view your customers.
What is the psychology of that? Why do you think owners allow that?
I think it's just anger, and frustration, because they're working very hard and they're just not appreciated enough, and they feel like they have to get it back, somehow.
So how, as a small business owner, then how do you get that out without being rude to your customers?
Well, you don't. You just serve them.
Suck it up.
Yeah, you just suck it up. You just serve them. I mean, it's okay. You've got a jerk. He asks for a cup of coffee. He doesn't say please or thank you, whatever. You give the cup of coffee, you take the $1.75, and then he moves along. Obviously, if the person's being harmful to other people or disruptive, that's a different story. But if the person's just a jerk, and by the way, you don't know if people are having a bad day themselves or whatever, and they didn't take 30 seconds out to be nice to you, boo-hoo, but don't put a sign in front of your store just, again, lecturing me, your customer. I have enough hassles from enough other people lecturing me and calling me dopey every day. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think you also have to put yourself in your customer's shoes, especially with coffee. Like, I used to go to this coffee shop in Hartford, small business, and the line was out the door in the morning. Mm. And I just went in and they said, what would you like? And I said, I would like a blah, blah, blah. And I thanked them when they gave it to me. But I kind of got they didn't want to talk to me. Like, they've got a line out the door. Like, it's people getting coffee on the way to work.
I agree.
So I think when you make your customers feel like they're being judged when you walk in the door, that's especially for a service business.
I agree.
Like,
and we're all service business. And when you make fun of your customers or poke, it's a funny sign about customer service. It's not funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Yeah, so.
So what was the fallout for this business?
Well, their thing went viral. I mean, you know, in other words, there was all over the place. A local TV station did something on them. Wow. And, you know, they were written about all over the place. There was, because it just happened, that nobody reported on whether or not it was an increase in their revenues or more business or whatever. My prediction is that with that kind of an attitude, long term, it will not be an increase in their revenues. Yes. If that's how they're viewing their customers. But they certainly got a lot of attention, so. Yeah. No.
You do have to look at what big companies do. A Starbucks yes. would never do that.
Yes. That's how, and as a small business, that is the takeaway, saying would the big company in my industry,
would Apple do this?
Yes. Would no. they behave this way? And if they did, there's a reason why they're not behaving yeah. that way. So stop acting like such a small, petty business.
Okay, we'll be right back with our first question. This is about laying off employees.
Oh, man, I'm angry today, Elizabeth. Here we go. I can't wait for this one.
We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back. For over 1 million small business customers, check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com.
Okay, our first question is from Terrence in Dillon, Montana, and Terrence owns a moving service. And he writes, "We had a rough last year, and I'm thinking that I might need to let some people go. Most of the people on my team have and can wear multiple hats, so I'm not worried about losing a particular skill set. Should I make decisions based on performance or seniority? My leaning is performance, but I don't want to be disloyal to those who've really stuck with me, especially if the business hits another rough patch." Gene, I'm going to let you take this
one. It's a tough one. You know what I'm going to say, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do to make money in your business.
Yeah.
And to me, it is always performance-based. It's not seniority-based. And here I am as I'm getting older, saying, you know, maybe it should be seniority-based. But no, it is, these kinds of decisions, I think, do have to be performance-based. Having said that, though, that doesn't mean you have to be heartless about it. I mean, clearly, he feels for it. So, you know, you don't just give somebody 2 week notice. I mean, maybe you make it like a sort of a longer term transition. Maybe you can help that person, you know, find another job or refer them to other places. Maybe say, okay, you know, let me give you 60 days to look for another job. I mean, particularly if it's going to be somebody has more seniority with the company. You say, listen, you know, I'm going to have to make this move, but I really appreciate all the years you've given me. And so as to demonstrate that, let's take 60 days and I'm also going to, you know, make a few calls, see if I can help you here, just to make this landing a little softer.
Would you expect that person to come into the office and work for those 60 days? Or are you saying you would just give them 60 days of salary?
It's a really good question. I actually think that I would leave that up to the employee themselves. I think that it's usually better just to cut the cord. Right.
I agree. I worked at a small business where they let someone go, but then wanted them to stay on. So it's like they told them 2 months ahead of time.
Yeah, it never works out well that way. Yeah.
And then they wanted them. We had a big event coming up that they had to work at. And it was so awkward.
Yeah.
And the person was just saying, I need to get another job. Like, I have to look out for my livelihood.
Right.
I can't be here 8 hours a day because, you know, looking for a job
takes time.
It's the full-time job in itself a lot of times.
Right.
So it was very awkward. So yeah, I think leave it up to that person. But I think it's better to just say, I'll give you 2 months salary and I will help you in any way that I can to help you get a job.
It's the toughest thing in the world is to let people go. I have a client that has a similar situation, but markedly different in this way. This client is they're like a distributor, and they have an HR person, like their HR manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's just terrible. She's
yeah.
just not very good. This company's making money. Like, it's not like this guy where, you know, he's really got to do something.
Yeah.
But they're making money, but you know, she's just really not good. I mean, and it's hurting them. I mean, HR is very important to this company. They got about 50 people. It's whatever. And they're just not pulling the plug on her. They're not, you know, cutting the cord with her.
Yeah.
And every time I go and I talk to this client, you know, it's once a month, I'm like, is she still there? Yeah, whatever. And, you know, I'm like, it's really hard to do to terminate somebody. It really is. But at the same time, you got to look out for the best interests of your other employees and, you know, your shareholders and all the people that, you know, rely on your business for their livelihoods.
Yeah, if you go out of business, everyone's out of a job.
Everybody's out of a job. And if you're suffering, if you could be doing better and growing and hiring other people. And, you know, that's all. And if she's kind of, this is somebody that's holding you back, you got to make that tough call. It's hard. It's really hard to do, but it's, you have to take a bigger picture, you know, look at the bigger picture.
That is one of the downsides of running a business.
It is.
Is letting people go.
It is.
All right. We're going to be right back with Gene's Word of Brilliance.
Do you want to start a business, but don't know how to leverage your skills and strengths? Small Biz Ahead has you covered. Our new ebook, Opportunity Knocks, How to Find and Pursue a Business Idea That's Right for You, will help you determine the best markets for you to start a business in, how to set up a business based on your personality, and how to put your ideas into action with a solid business plan. Go to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
We're back with Gene's Word of Brilliance. Gene, go for it.
So it's three words. I keep doing this. Like you say, it's a word of brilliance, but it's three words. But my three words are initial coin offering.
Okay. Is that have to do with Bitcoin?
Yeah. Okay. What? Not bad, Elizabeth. That's pretty good. So Elizabeth, you've heard of initial public offerings, right?
Yes.
A company gets to a certain size. They file, they go public on NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange.
They ring the bell.
They raise a bunch of money. It's all that kind of stuff, right? Well, just recently, a small company, an Israeli-based company actually, named Bancor, B-A-N-C-O-R, they went public too. They raised $153 million in 3 hours. And they did not do any filings whatsoever, did not file any financial statements, did not do any type of regulatory work. They did it all online in what is called an initial coin offering. Look it up.
Is this the way of the future?
It is the way of the future. This company, they went public using a digital currency called, it's called Ether, which is a competitor to Bitcoin, if you've heard of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And what this company did is they gave away what's called tokens. It's like shares of their company.
Yeah.
And they do it all online. And people could buy these tokens using this online currency called Ether. There is a market for it. If you have Ethers, you can turn around and buy dollars with Ethers. Just like if you have Bitcoin, you can buy dollars for it as well. Without getting into what this company does, because that's actually not relevant, plus it's kind of complicated. The fact of the matter is that they announced that they were going to be offering tokens in their business, meaning you would have like a share in their business. They would be on a certain date and a certain time. If you want to purchase these tokens in our business, here's how you know, to do it online using Ether. And they raised like $153 million worth of capital using Ether, which they can then convert that into real dollars.
Ether sounds medical.
It is, right? Isn't Ether like, it's a gas, right?
Yes.
But that's the name. It's part of a platform called Ethereum, which is a digital currency platform.
So small businesses looking to go public should now be raising coin.
If you are, I tell you, that's a lot of coin there, right? I mean, if you're looking to go public and you're in the digital world, if you're online, if you're an e-commerce company, if you are doing something that's that is sort of digital currency friendly, look into an initial coin offering. Go ahead and look it up. It is a new fascinating way to raise money. And in this case, lots and lots of money. They had some serious venture capital people actually put money into this. So,
cool.
Yep. Cool stuff.
All right. We will be back in a couple days with our next episode. Thanks for joining us.
Look forward to it.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Gene for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.